1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The beauty and splendor of Corinth was well known throughout the ancient world. Its wide streets, beautiful harbor, and magnificent temples were much spoken of. Various pagan gods and goddesses were held in high esteem. The Corinthians prided themselves on surpassing the other Greeks in the adornment of their temples. It was a city of wealth and luxury and immorality. It was the city that was noted throughout the whole Roman world for its vice and sinfulness. The worship of the various female deities incited the citizens of Corinth to the depths of sin. In the midst of all this, the Apostle Paul came preaching the gospel, and many of the Corinthians heard, believed, and were baptized. Then spoke the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. His message was clear and plain. "And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." So, in the midst of pagan temples and the foulest of immorality, Paul reminds them of the nature of the true temple of God. Apparently, false teachers were teaching a loose doctrine that accommodated itself to the taste of this lewd and wicked city. This doctrine tended to corrupt and destroy the lives of new believers. So Paul reminded them that they were really temples of God, living temples that the Spirit of God was raising up for the glory of God and consecrated completely and totally to Him. Therefore, they should keep themselves pure and holy. Paul levels a warning at those who are propagating these loose principles. They will eventually bring destruction upon themselves. They are destroying the very temple in which the blessed Holy Spirit of God has chosen to dwell. Every Christian is a living temple of the living God. Christ, by His Spirit, lives in all true believers. They are devoted and consecrated to God, set apart for His holy use. They are sacred to Him. A good argument, by the way, against all fleshly lusts which war against the soul. We must do nothing that will hinder our fitness for His service. Just as you would not think of hauling your trash into your church, the house of God, so you must not allow into your life anything that would defile the living temple of the living God. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.